President Donald Trump has transformed his recent visit to Phoenix into the setting for his first ad appealing to Arizona voters.
You're the forgotten people no more. It's great being here in the great state of Arizona with thousands of hardworking patriots who believe in God, family, and country. We are in the midst of the great American comeback. Our country is stronger today than ever before.
According to the Arizona Republic, Trump's campaign has said it was a six-figure ad buy, a cost that is further evidence of Arizona's growing importance as a battleground state in this year's presidential contest. But it's also evidence of the Republican ability to focus their spending, while Democrats still have a slate of candidates to choose from and fund. With us for a few minutes to talk more about this is Hank Stevenson, editor of the Yellow Sheet Report. Hank, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So this seems sort of self-evident, but this ad is pretty focused, a pretty focused message. What do you read from the president's message specifically to Arizonans?
Yeah, this was kind of an introductory message. It's very positive, uplifting commercial featuring, you know, a lot of Latinos, women, talking about economy and African-American poverty, and talking about the great American comeback. It's kind of a little slice of Americana, really.
So we know this was a six-figure buy, not sure exactly what that means, but we've talked a lot about the Democratic race, how much Democratic money is coming into the state, particularly from those like Michael Bloomberg. How does this compare with what Trump has in his war chest for this reelection campaign that is really just beginning on that side?
Yeah, so everything I've heard is it's very low, six figures, somewhere in the 100,000 range. Michael Bloomberg has been on TV since January in Arizona. He's bought airtime in both Phoenix and Tucson markets. He has spent far, far more than the president has, and far, far more than any other Democratic candidate has in this state. As far as airtime goes, Bloomberg has been just dominating the airwaves for months, really. And, you know, I think that Trump doesn't have to. Trump isn't facing an election in 3 weeks like Bloomberg and the other Democratic candidates are. So this is kind of his opening message to the people. And the Democrats are far, far behind, really.
Hank, I want to flip back to the theme of the ad, because one of the criticisms of President Trump, even from those who may plan to vote for him, is that it's very difficult for him to give a positive message, per se. And yet, even with the music we heard in this ad, it does seem like there's a different sort of tone. You mentioned the Americana aspect of it. This is slightly more reminiscent of what people might have seen from Ronald Reagan as opposed to a real battler.
Yeah, that's the thing that really struck me about this ad. It's just, you know, it's an opening kind of introductory ad, and those tend to be positive. The hit pieces will come, you know, in October.
Of course. Yeah.
But this was really well done. It's long. It's 90 seconds. It's all positive. It's kind of, you know, Trump getting out there, rallying the base and trying to, beyond just rallying the base, trying to reach out to a broad spectrum of voters.
Does the president come into this, I guess you've already answered this a little bit, but how big of an advantage does the president come into this with? Because Republicans can focus on just that election, whereas Democrats are, you know, still battling it out. You're still seeing candidates spend on their own campaigns.
Yeah, it's hard to overstate the advantage that incumbency provides, especially in a presidential election where, you know, the president doesn't have any serious Republican challengers. And, you know, there are 18 people on the Arizona Democratic presidential preference election ballot. Only eight of those are still in the race. So it's, you know, I couldn't even name them off the top of my head. I'd have to Google them all. and that's my job. I think the average Arizonan, you know, still has a lot to think about before they cast those ballots, but they don't have a lot of time left to make up their decisions. As I said, you know, 3 weeks from today is the presidential preference election.
So last question for you. How many ads are we about to start seeing now from both sides of the aisle in Arizona as this election gets closer and then as the November election gets closer and closer?
Yeah, I think that'll be the thing. You know, once Democrats have settled on their nominees, then the real election season will come into full swing and you won't be able to avoid these people anymore. Right now, it's kind of a smattering. You know, you see a lot of Michael Bloomberg. You've seen a little bit of Tom Steyer. But once we get down to even just a couple of people in the later states that are still battling it out for the Dem nomination, then the real advertising will start. So enjoy it while you can, because pretty soon your TV is just going to be flooded with politicos.
That is Hank Stevenson. He is editor of the Yellow Sheet Report. Hank, thank you for coming on the show.
Hey, anytime. Thanks a lot.